News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
There's absolutely no spin in this room today, folks. It's all about the truth. I'm Dan Newman, and welcome to TruthNewsNet.org. It is apparent, especially today in Washington, D.C., most of which lean left, look at the world through a different prism than many others do. It is incredulous to watch and listen to claims that are made, most of which are political, without any factual basis or that are alternative facts. I wonder if there really are such things as alternative facts. Well, the title of our story today is Altered Reality. Now, don't take me the wrong way. Democrats do not have an exclusive on stretching the truth or bending it a little. Republicans have their fair share of call-outs for sometimes stating facts that are not quite exactly as described. And this propensity is not exclusive to D.C. either. Human nature alone finds us all tempted to stray away from hard-line facts to embellishment. Here's the problem with that. Most people don't live in a world in which they make life and death decisions every day, especially when each decision directly impacts the lives of millions of others. Members of Congress, however, are in that position. Their decisions directly impact us all. And one would think the weightiness of that revelation would cause those folks to spend much more time, thought, and prayer in objective contemplation before raising their hand to vote on any issue placed in front of them. Throw into that group the president himself, members of his administration, appointees to head departments like FEMA, the FCC, CMS, Veterans Administration, the military, federal courts, you know what they are, and the list goes on and on. And the importance of their decisions being objective and well thought through are literally empirical in their requirements. In most cases, I'm sure they do think through those choices. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But what we are daily witnessing as a nation are many of these leaders have misplaced the truth in and the necessity of making those life-changing choices based strictly on the will of the American people. What are the causes for America's leaders to go in that direction? Well, there certainly are many. But the one that is front and center right now today and best illustrates the problem are the illegals coming to the United States at our southern border. Now, don't throw rocks at your computer screen. I use the term illegal. I'm not going to address that right now. We'll address that a little bit later on. It's not just their illegal entry and presence here. It is the unfathomable cost to Americans, not just in bucks, but in infrastructure and manpower and the personal injuries and even deaths that a segment of these undocumented illegals cause. I know it's just a segment, but it's significant. And we'll get into exactly what significant is in a bit. Quite honestly, the messaging from the left on this topic is outright shocking. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, said this in 2006. Number one, Americans don't like illegal immigration. Number two, illegal immigration is wrong. Number three, people illegally in the U.S. are illegal aliens, not undocumented. And number four, border fence made the southern border far more secure, created a significant barrier to illegal immigration. Those are all direct quotes from 2006 and from Chuck Schumer. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, in March of 1996, way back then, said this, quote, "I agree with my colleagues that we must curb illegal immigration responsibly and effectively." 22 years ago, folks. The Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, originally called the Immigration in the National Interest Act of 1995, was signed into law by President Clinton in September of 96 after the final conference bill passed the House 370 to 37 and the Senate by voice vote. Boy, how times have changed. This bill essentially contained all the promises President Trump has made, from the wall and clamping down on visa overstays to robust interior enforcement, expedited deportations, except that it was tailored for that time period. Many of the provisions failed because they were ignored by past presidents in state and local governments and twisted by the courts. Sound familiar? This bill was designed to fulfill the wayward promise of the 1986 amnesty and to finally fulfill the pledge to protect Americans from the cost of illegal immigration. Those promises have not been met. And millions of illegals later, millions of pounds of drugs later, and trillions of dollars in cost later, these same politicians have no interest in rectifying the promise they helped break once again. Same song, second verse. Maybe third verse in this case. In this Republican-sponsored bill, remember we're talking about the Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996. In the bill, one of their agenda items was to cut back on legal immigration, which was a failed promise of a 1990 bill. The other was to end illegal immigration completely. It was the former goal that Democrats opposed, which is why Republicans originally attached their legal immigration cuts to the illegal immigration bill. Democrats gutted it, but they all broadly agreed on the goal of stopping illegal immigration. To be clear, Democrats weakened some provisions and only allowed for a ban on in-state tuition for illegals, not K-12 education per the original version of the bill, but they still all agreed on the core provisions of interior enforcement we're trying to implement today. As the Washington Post explained at the time, I said Washington Post, you're not going to believe what they wrote. Quote, by shifting their focus to a crackdown on illegal aliens, the representatives seized an issue on which there is a broad agreement, but did little to lower the overall influx of immigrants, most of whom come to the United States legally. The Washington Post called those illegals illegal aliens. To punctuate this point, don't forget that the Welfare Reform Act of 1996, which was signed just a month earlier, born out of government shutdown from the year before, explicitly barred illegal immigrants from accessing welfare. The bill contained language expressing the sentiment that it was, quote, a compelling government interest to remove the incentive for illegal immigration provided by the availability of public benefits. And in that bill, the word alien, combined with the word illegal alien, was used 93 times. That was in the bill passed by Congress, overwhelmingly passed by Congress. You want to know what was in that bill? Listen to this. It provided for funding of 5,000 border agents and a 14-mile triple-layer border fence in San Diego, which worked well for years. Section 102 of the bill also gave the Attorney General, and now the DHS Secretary, a general mandate that he or she shall take such actions as may be necessary to install additional physical barriers and roads, including the removal of obstacles to detection of illegal entrants in the vicinity of the United States border to deter illegal crossings in areas of high illegal entry into the U.S. Secondly, the bill called for an automated entry-exit control system within 2 years to clamp down on visa overstays. Boy, that system's working well, isn't it? Oh, they never put the system in. Then, the bill dramatically expanded deportations and explicitly stripped the courts of jurisdiction to adjudicate many of these cases. For example, the bill stated, quote, no court can accept jurisdiction in most cases where persons assert an interest under legalization provisions in the Immigration and Nationality Act. We are tragically paying for the results of courts ignoring these provisions to this very day. You never hear anybody in mainstream media, or even conservative media, or talk shows, talk about that specific fact. That all was in the law. It's never been taken out of the law. Summarily, activist judges thumb their noses at the law and render their interpretations based on their political opinions. Section 531 updated the public charge laws by directing adjudicators of green card applications to consider factors such as age, health, family status, financial resources, education, and skills. All relatives bringing in immigrants were forced to sign a legally enforceable affidavit promising to provide financial support if needed. Unfortunately, none of this has been followed until the Trump administration. But it is still the law. A law that, you're not going to believe this, but it's true, Pelosi and Schumer both supported and both voted for. Only 0.00008% of applications between fiscal year 05 and fiscal year 11 were disqualified on the public charge basis, even though overwhelming majorities of immigrants from a number of top sending countries are on welfare. Welfare that you're paying for. The bill provided for new programs promoting employment verification. While E-Verify was developed from this bill, the intent of the law was never followed through. In fact, the IRS still explicitly invited illegals to work, file tax returns, and receive refundable tax credits, a violation both of this provision of this law and the Welfare Reform Bill. IRS, a government agency, just thumbed their noses at the law. The bill tightened up asylum requirements and barred asylum to all those who have access to another safe country. Another safe country. Today's case, that means Mexico. It also permanently barred those applying under frivolous pretenses from ever immigrating here. The intent and letter of this law have now been flipped on their heads by the courts. The bill expanded the definition of aggravated felony as defined to trigger deportability of even legal immigrants. Aggravated felony. This is another provision that has been twisted by the courts. Congress also criminalized female genital mutilation, another provision that has been struck down by a wayward district judge. The 287 Part G program in the law was created to allow states to work with the federal government to train local law enforcement in helping enforce immigration law. Obama gutted the program, and now many sanctuaries have just totally pulled out of it, even though it's the law, folks. It barred states from providing in-state tuition breaks to illegals. Nevertheless, this was never enforced, and at least 20 states were allowed to aid and abet illegal immigrants, and are to this day. While Democrats opposed the idea of slashing legal immigration, and some grumbled about increasing deportability of certain crimes for legal immigrants, none of them had the fortitude to side in public with illegal immigrants. Clinton's chief of staff, Leon Panetta, you remember him, he later became Obama's Secretary of Defense and Obama's CIA director. Best summed up the Democrat view at the time, as reported by the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, "We all understand the problem of illegal immigrants. We're all trying to ensure that we have additional enforcement to protect against illegal immigrants," he said. "But I, for the life of me, do not understand why we need to penalize legal immigrants in that process." So, this is why, listen to this, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Steny Hoyer, James Clyburn, Democrat leaders who were all in the House of Representatives at the time, voted for the bill. Only 13 Democrats in the House voted no. In fact, you're going to love this. More Republicans voted no because they were upset that the bill was gutted too much in conference. And the bill, with all of those things that we just talked about, all those things that was in there, they thought the bill wasn't strong enough. Well, we at truthnewsnet.org have coined some words to describe this whole mentality that is illustrated best in the previous section. We're going to get into the verbiage right after this at truthnewsnet.org. Stay tuned.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always.
The tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward.
Do for you.
And give back.
To the stars. Climb on every rung. May you stay.
Long live the greater good.
May you stay.
The helping hand. Those who fall. And get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Election cycles come and go. White House reporters come and go. The truth is a diamond because it's forever.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Your jeweler today is Dan Newman.
I can honestly say I never before have been called a jeweler, but I'll take the title, just temporarily. Talking about the terminology of all of this hoo-ha back and forth and political posturing that goes on every day, and especially what has been put out there over and over again by Democrats in the illegal immigration southern border conversation, if you can even call it a conversation. Trying to understand the flip-flop moves of Democrats regarding illegals in our nation, and then trying to reconcile their messaging while comparing it to their messaging from some time ago that we just paralleled for you, I've really struggled at how to deal with it. Things like, I hate illegal immigration today, and illegal aliens should never receive the same rights as Americans or legal immigrants, and we must fund necessary steps to stop illegal immigration, ring constantly, those are from yesterday, while listening to their politi-speak today, or flip-flop. So instead of trying to comprehend their purposes, although I'm pretty certain it has to do primarily with attracting illegals by the droves to give them votes to build the dying Democrat Party back to power, instead of doing that, I've decided to simply term who they are, and what they do regarding this issue with some new terms. And I'm about to give you the terms and tell you what the definitions are. I think some of you will probably adopt one or two or three or four, all of them. There's four of them. I'll give you the word and I'll spell it. You may want to jot it down. The first one, demorality. Demorality. D-E-M-O-R-A-L-I-T-Y. It's a takeoff from the word morality, certainly. Dems have their own version of morality, not the same as Webster's or mine. So whenever lefties use the term morality in their talking points, I just consider it their version of morality, and we'll term it when they use it as demorality. That way, I don't get confused. Word number two, demotegrity. Demotegrity, D-E-M-O-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y. Demotegrity. Honestly, don't think many Democrats understand the true meaning of integrity. That's the root of this demotegrity word. Frankly, I don't remember in this discussion regarding immigration any Democrat ever using that word, morality or integrity, describing themselves, and they shouldn't. Thus, their version of the word demotegrity. Word number three, demotruth. Demotruth, D-E-M-O-T-R-U-T-H. Do I even need to explain that to you? Saying the thing said years ago, then saying the exact opposite with no explanation for the changes proves Democrat leaders have abandoned truth. When they speak, we hear only this, demo truth, not real truth. One quick note there. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and others of the Democrats have come out now, and they obviously, even forgetting apparently that YouTube exists now, and that in many cases there was video 10, 15 years ago when they made their claims about illegal immigration, they forget that we have access to it. And you can put them one on top of another, which we've done. You play one from way back then, and you play exactly what they're saying today. And it's exactly a 180-degree turn. What I don't understand, among many, is who in the media has ever stuck a microphone or a camera in the faces of those people? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and question their saying one thing years ago, voting one way years ago, and now not only are they over and over and over again doubling down on this statement, immigration is not illegal, these people are not bad people, there is no crisis at the southern border, the wall will never work, which are exactly opposite of the things they claimed when they voted the other way on those bills. Media, this is your call out. Where are you? Somebody ask Chuck Schumer. Somebody play him that YouTube video from just a few years ago. And then play the ones from his speeches to the Senate in the last couple of weeks. You know what? You may have chuckled at the introduction of the above words, but isn't it ludicrous that even needing or thinking about considering and create a Democrat reality about the words morality, integrity, truth, and fact. Isn't it crazy we have to even think about that as compared to the real meanings of those words? Here's the simple fact, the meaning of which cannot be altered, and no matter what and no matter who tried, this statement is valid, period. Quote, any person entering the United States without U.S. government approval is perpetrating a crime and therefore is a criminal. I'll say it again. Any person entering the United States without U.S. government approval is perpetrating a crime and therefore is a criminal. Sugarcoating the term, folks, as much as you want, doesn't change the fact. The only people that can change that fact into a real new fact are members of Congress. The demorality in which they live, the demotegrity which they possess, the demo truths they create for the media, and the demo facts they throw out do not alter reality. Actually, when you come to think of it, reality is absolute. What it is regarding everything is exactly that, reality. One more thing, and I'll close with this. Caring about Americans over illegal immigrants is not an ideal invented by Trump. It was once a universal value in the United States until the elites completely betrayed us. Folks, that's reality. That's a wrap at truthnewsnet.org. Thank you for being with us today. It's going to be exciting to watch what happens in the next few days, so make sure you stick close. We'll be back tomorrow with more truth at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Facts and evidence is all you'll see and hear.
TNN, the Truth News Network. Truth News Network.